Great. Well, again, thanks for everyone. Thanks to everyone for being on today. And we'll go ahead and open in prayer. Pam, can I ask you to open us this morning, please?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of you. And God, we are in great need of you, Lord, today and every day in our own lives, in the life of this ministry, in the life of our nation. We need you. And God, we ask you today as we gather on this call to hear from our leaders, from Leah and Summer, God, that you would give them great grace in the job you've called them to do, each one of us in our states, Lord, that you'd give us great strength. And, Lord, we just pray for fresh oil today, God, that we would have just your anointing on us, God, and wisdom. And we would have strategies from heaven as we talk today, Lord, that we would hear what you want us to hear, God, and that you would speak to each one of us, Lord, and you would use us, God, in this hour of history. And, Lord, we thank you for this time today. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
And then thank you, Pam. That's a great prayer. We definitely need wisdom and strategy in these times. Well, great. Again, thank you, everyone, for being on. I'm actually going to go ahead and turn it over to Leah. Leah?
Wonderful. Thanks, Summer. Yeah, wonderful to hear you ladies. Thrilled to have just a few moments with you. My time is going to be pretty short today. I just wanted to talk about two or three quick things, give you some updates. One, I wanted to just say how thrilled we are to be advancing the network. We're now in process, either have formed or in process with 31 states. The last couple of months has been kind of a whirlwind trying to get multiple states online at the same time. So really am grateful for the team's work and everybody's support. And it's just fun. It's fun to see the enthusiasm, the excitement. I've had the chance to interact with the Legislative Action Team somewhat. We've had multiple legislators calling from multiple states about strategy, ideas. They're advancing. They're taking initiative. It seems to really be an encouraging time, and I know the summit was a big part of that, as well as just hearing the testimony from the other states. You guys paving the way, giving examples and ideas, what's worked, what's not, has been so helpful as these new states are coming on board, because we're able to really talk to them about what you've already done and what's you know, good ideas and strategies. So thank you. You've been a huge part of even launching these next 10 states. So the other thing I wanted to give you a quick update on was the In God We Trust campaign initiative. The 60th anniversary blitz is what we've been focused on, and we now are up to about 70 partnering organizations who are putting the word out about In God We Trust across the nation in a variety of ways, with the cornerstone being the windowcleaning, because it's just so simple for our partners to get on board with that and to put windowcleanings all around the windows and cars. In addition, we've sent out packets to about 240 of the first responder organizations, agencies that have already put In God We Trust on their vehicles, and ask them to pass the package on or get other agencies in their town or that they know of to get on board as well. We've already gotten calls from agencies asking for window cleans, asking for more ideas about what's happening with this and wanting to be involved. So that's excellent. And then the third thing I wanted you to know is that we're putting a packet together to send to every legislator that we have in our network, congressional leaders, state leaders, and even several hundred legislators who are not yet in the network, who we've got, know are like-minded, or people have given us names, recommendation from other states. So we're sending over 1,000 legislator packets where we're basically saying, here's what's going on, this In God We Trust initiative. Here's a window decal. Here's some ideas on ways in which you can participate in this, and that would be through social, through getting the word out on July 30th, through, you know, making people aware of it. I think there's a couple other things, passing resolutions. We've had several states, Oklahoma and Maine and different states that have, Pennsylvania, of course, who are passing resolution, various forms of resolution. The thing that was so encouraging, I think Senator Kintner from Nebraska put his own packet together using our materials and then writing his own letter and sent it out to all the senators in his state legislature. And it was just fun because what he said was, it's so encouraging to do something positive, to do something to affirm in a way that is not controversial, that so many people are on board with. And I think that's what was really fun for these legislators, is that Maine passed it 100% passed in the Senate. It was remarkable, and it was, I think, encouraging for them to find something everybody could agree upon. That, and we can't underestimate the power of finding something that everybody can agree upon, because it just goes a long way to building bridges and giving them opportunities to mend fences and maybe do the next thing together. So I just really want to encourage you to be aware. I believe we're also sending those packets to each of you, too, the state directors, so that you can see what we've sent and be aware of it and be watching for it, and then do whatever you can to encourage. One of the offers that we made when we're sending out this legislator packet is that any of the legislators that receive this want to send an In God We Trust decal and this information to everybody in their state legislature, all they have to do is contact us, give us a list and addresses, and we will send this packet to everybody in their state legislature. So that's another thing that we're offering. So if you get this and it's just going to your prayer caucus chair, or you know, this chair says, wow, I wish everybody would have gotten this, we're happy to do that. We just don't have names and addresses in our database for everybody, but we do it in a flash if they want us to. So if you just keep that in mind when you talk to your prayer caucus chair, when you get this packet, that we think it's a great way for us to, a couple of things we're doing is just touching base with these legislators, giving them something positive, just giving them a gift, you know, of an In God We Trust decal that they can use and put up on their own vehicles, as well as just making them aware of the momentum that's happening around this. There's also going to be a huge amount of media in July. We're doing PSAs, public service announcements, reaching out to many of the media folks that we're friends with, and so there'll be a lot of radio and public service announcements and interviews and things like that throughout the month of July. Plus, we're sending an email out to churches with a bulletin insert and a blurb saying, hey, this is how you can get your church involved, put it up on your marquee, things like that. So, plus, in addition, our own social. So I just want you to know the activity and all of the stuff that's culminating around this In God We Trust campaign. We'd love for you guys to be a part of this, get involved. If you have any questions, I'm not sure. I know each of you talking individually with Summer of how it looks in your state, but I just wanted to give you a big picture that it really has captured the energy and the imagination and momentum all across the nation in a whole lot of ways. So really, really grateful for all the people that understand the impact and the possibilities of uniting around something so simple and so easy to unite around. The second thing I just wanted to give you a quick update on was the telebriefing. We had our telebriefing on May 10th, Colonel Alan West. We had Holtgren, Pintiger, Congressman Holtgren and Pintiger. It was really excellent. We got so many responses from folks, legislators, citizens, heads of organizations, heads of ministries that have reached out to us. It's opened doors. It's moved the ball forward. People are encouraged and strengthened. So really want to encourage you. I know that a lot of our legislators are in session or they can't be on them. We're going to have one in July. I think it'll probably be July 11th or 12th. I know that's right in the middle of holiday season. But Bill Dallas and the other partners, Dave Huckabee and different ones. By the way, Ben Carson is jumping on the In God We Trust. He's putting out posts and memes and things. So Huckabee's involved. But anyways, we're going to do a big telebriefing in July, on July 11 or 12th, that's going to be all around In God We Trust. That's going to be the theme, and we'll have several of our partners on there. I know Bill Dallas is trying to get Ben Carson on. I don't know if he'll jump on or not. But we're going to do another one then, so I just want to make you aware of it. You'll hear more about that as we get closer. Those were the two things I had. Any questions about any of that before I pass it back over to Summer?
Leah, this is Jenny, And I was in Iowa, and I was wondering, when you said on the In God We Trust, you're sending it out to churches packets, is that like in all of our states, or is there something for us to send out, or what?
Oh, great question, Jenny. We actually sent out physical packets to the first responders and the legislators. We're going to send an email to the churches, because it's so much easier, and everything's going to be just downloadable church bulletin and a blurb that they can put in their church bulletin if they don't want to print out the whole flyer, you know, the bulletin insert. Plus, it's going to be instructions. It's going to be a simple email. You will get that, and you'll be able to forward it to all your churches, or you can give us list of churches, and we'll send it out to those churches, names and emails. But, yes, you will be able to easily forward that to any churches that you're – that you have a desire to send it to.
Okay, great. Thank you.
In fact, Christy, just remind us, and Jess and Summer, just remember that when we send that out to the churches, to make sure we include all the state directors as well. So.
Okay, absolutely.
Any other questions? All right. Summer, I'm going to pass it back to you.
Great. Thank you, Leah. I just have a few things as well. I just wanted to let you all know that recently, just this past week, actually, there was the CPC, the Congressional Prayer Caucus, was instrumental in helping to defeat an anti-religious liberty amendment. So they are continuing to do their part behind the scenes and again, just helping members of Congress to understand what's really going on and advocating for the proper stand in these situations. So that was encouraging. Also, the bill that Congress is pushing forward on a massive energy and water spending bill that includes that same amendment. So they took a stand there. There was an attempt now to put the same amendment in this energy and water spending bill. So Heritage Action has actually done a great job in creating a variety of ways in which citizens can get involved, one being what we call it a tweet fest. So I did send information in the email, just email reminder of this meeting, as to a couple of potential posts that y'all can engage with if you wish. Again, explaining a little bit more about what this is about. This amendment is dangerous because it could it discriminates. It says the amendment will allow federal bureaucrats to discriminate against and strip contracts from anyone who potentially has traditional values. So, potentially the church, religious organizations, and such. So, again, I sent more information. If you need even more, let me know. But that today is from 11 to 1. They're asking everyone to tweet and to post about this Maloney Amendment. So, again, more information in the email that I sent the reminder for this meeting today. Also, want to make sure that everyone received the State of the States. It's a document that the First Amendment Partnership organization has created, where they're tracking live religious liberty bills within the states. And so it's a valuable document for all of us to be aware of, so that we can track what bills are going forth in our own individual states and or across the nation. So we can be praying, we can be tracking. So again, if you did not receive that information, please let me know and I'll resend that.
Summer, when did you send that? This is Jenny.
That one, hi Jenny, that went out last week.
Okay.
So I can resend. That was actually my next point. I want to make sure that everybody has signed up and has made sure that their new email is functioning, because we're now using the new email. So if y'all are having any trouble with that, or you for some reason didn't receive Jess's original email, please let me know. I'll connect you with Mike Huffnagel. He's doing all of our IT and can help you make sure that your email is functioning properly. But
I have a question about that if I can.
Sure.
Is that our business cards all have the old CPCF? Is that being routed in? Do we need new cards, or is
What's
and we're just
going to
ask that you use the current ones until you're out, and then on the new cards, we'll make sure that we include the new email.
Okay. Do we need to write the new one on there, or if they send it to that, is it going to, I don't know the right lingo, is it going to put it right over into our new one, or?
That's a great question. I need to clarify. I know that there was an effort to redirect the old emails, but I need to double check on that. I'm almost positive, though, that you will have to write in the new email.
Okay.
Summer?
Yes.
It's Cindy. You guys use the same platform that we do, and so within there, they can allow you to forward. That's a lot of emails to forward. And then one thing that I was going to do, I've done this before, is I'll use like, a sheet of labels like that you would normally print out for files. Well, you can get different sizes and you could print off. Someone, could create their own label sheet and put the new email address on it. And I put that on the back of the card. So
that's
just
great.
Just an idea for others.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you, Cindy. Good. Also, we know that this is a time where many are wrapping up session and are kind of planning for efforts until the next session. So, again, we're just encouraging legislators to engage through pre-USA events, town halls, state teleconference calls, anything that they may be willing to do to help mobilize around this mission to inform and engage the church as to what's taking place as it relates to religious freedom in your state capital and or across the nation, and how they can connect. Now is the time, as you all know, as we're looking around and seeing what's happening at the national scene as well as many of the states, now is the time for voices to be heard. And these legislators that truly understand need to be getting out there. So this again, just a good opportunity for them to get into churches through pre-USA events, In God We Trust campaign, again, town halls, state teleconference calls, anything and everything, any possible way that they can get out there and get their voices heard. Now is the time to think that through and also to plan for the next session. Also, we're just asking that y'all would keep us updated on any chairman changes. Many of the chairmen are in races right now. We're continuing to, it's gone well on most fronts, but we also want to continue just to pray for them and again, just keep us updated on any additions and or changes. Okay, and I know we're really kind of moving through this quickly, and I know a couple of you are not able to give an update today because you're in locations that make it challenging to share, but also I do want to go ahead and turn it over to the states just to take a couple of minutes to give us updates. Let us know how we can be praying for you, what's going on in the states, any questions or comments that you may have. Beth, I think you all saw Beth in Colorado was hospitalized this week. She is doing well, so we just want to continue to pray for her. She had a gallstone, so we just want to continue to pray for her. And then also Pastor Bob is in Africa, so he's unable to join today. North Carolina, Sharon, her mom just got out of surgery, so she's and is doing well, but she wasn't able to join us today. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor McIntosh.
Okay, thank you. The state of Connecticut, they're out of session now, so they won't be back until unless there's a special session call, because there was a long, drawn-out thing with the budget, but they finally came to some kind of agreement with that. So with that, they're out of session and won't be back until January or February of next year. But I'm still happy to share that, again, the prayer breakfast was phenomenal. It ended on a very, very good note, and there was great attendance from the senators and representatives. I mean, the room was packed with standing room only. So it was an overwhelming success, and we're looking to work on that foundation in terms of building up the participation and be able to participate in God We Trust and all of the many incentives that's going on with the Congressional Prayer Caucus. One thing I forgot to mention during the time when we were shared during the week, we do have and have had for several years the Bible reading marathon, the readathon at the Capitol, and it was very, very successful. I really like the idea of doing it also. I think one of the states did it from each town, reading from the town hall or from the courthouse, et cetera. I'm going to share that that suggestion with the coordinator for the Bible readathon. But overall, it's very quiet at the Capitol now, and it probably will continue to be until January or February. But in the meantime, I'm going to be meeting with the chairman, Senator McLaughlin, to follow up and see where we're going from here and get some more strategies and mobilizations going on, and just really encouraged overall. And that's pretty much it for Connecticut.
Very good. And I know Senator McLaughlin is running again, right? He's in a race, so we need to keep him in prayer?
Yes, please do. Yes.
Okay.
It's an election year, yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Jenny in Iowa, would you please give us an update?
Yes. I do have a question really quick on the In God We Trust campaign. Can we do a Facebook event?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking of that. Okay, so in Iowa, of course, we're out of session, and our main chairman, Joel Fry, Representative Joel Fry, is running again, and he does have someone running against him, so I appreciate prayer in that. Our lieutenant governor has texted me for prayer today. I'm not going to go into whatever, but just the fact that the doors are opening more for some very intense things that are going on, not just statewide but nation, that she's wanting prayer on about joining things. So that's a really good plus. And, of course, the big deal is the 99-County Bible Reading Marathon and the things that we are running into and getting the strong team. We had our first prayer call Monday night. It was very, very good. We recorded. People are being very encouraged by the prayers that are going out. And we're still looking for county captains to keep recruiting more and more to help find this and get this done where we're in all 99 counties. We have run up a couple against a couple. We have run into some problems with some of the counties, but we seem to be getting them worked out so far. One we're not really sure of yet, but anyway, God's greater. Everybody's very encouraged, and the thing I have to say about it is they're already wanting to connect now. It's open. This is what I see happening. It's not all the leaders. It's a lot of the intercessors, those that have been hidden, that are coming out to be these county captains. And then they're wanting to team up with different organizations, and they'll be the ones that bring churches and organizations and hopefully legislators. There's a lot of legislators getting excited about going and reading in their counties. So what it's opened up, what I'm seeing is the doorway into the ones that have been in the closet praying and that have not been out on the forefront necessarily, that it's time for them to engage, and it's opened the door for them to do that. And I think that prayer is what we all know is the foundation of going forth. And this is opening a door also to bring these people together to begin to pray about religious liberty when that comes, you know, when this is done. And they're beginning to learn what I'm doing, and then the In God We Trust campaign. So they're already communicating across the county lines, wanting to connect, which is really what this was all about to start with. That was God's plan anyway, the Luke 5:7 project about coming together to accomplish building his kingdom here. So I'm really encouraged, and though we got quite a ways to go, I'm really encouraged by what I'm seeing happening. I guess that would be the main thing that's going on here.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. Great. I also just want to correct my statement. Beth had kidney stones, so just a quick correction, but continue prayer for her. Also, let's see, Pam in Florida, do you want to give us an update?
Yeah.
We're out of session, so it's very quiet at the Capitol, but we're still leading prayer there every week with a small group of prayer warriors, so that's encouraging. We're obviously praying that our governor will sign on with the other 11 states in regards to standing up against our president's letter in regards to the transgender issue. So we've been talking with the governor's office and DOE and trying to work on that just because we believe strongly that it's becoming very strongly a religious liberty issue too. So that's important. I would encourage Jenny, in the Bible reading, if some of the counties can't find the 300 and I forget how many slots, 375 slots or something for the 4-day thing, that our 1-hour Bible reading marathon at the state capitol, where you need 88 people, was astounding, and such a spirit of unity, having over 40 churches gather together to declare the word out loud in 1 hour. Read the whole Bible together. It's actually an amazing way to do it. So if you end up with some of the counties not having enough people to do around-the-clock thing, that's a great alternative. And actually, that's how we're going to do it from now on because it was so powerful. So I just would encourage that. And we're looking at, with the In God We Trust, Mike Hill is in a tight race for the Senate. And the primary is in August, and so we're really praying for him and some of our other leaders. We have the U.S. Senate seat open to replace Marco Rubio, and that's been a pretty brutal battle with some of the leaders, too. So we're just praying right now. Our biggest emphasis is praying that we get a lot of pro-life, pro-family leaders seated again in our own state house and Senate because a bunch of them are being term-limited out. So that's been our biggest focus right now is praying for righteous leaders to be elected.
Great. Thank you, Pam. New Mexico, Tom Mead was not able to be on. He's our new state director there in New Mexico. He is heavily engaged. He's in the orientation process right now, but I just want to give you an update on New Mexico. He is engaged. He is very excited about being a part of this and is working closely with Representative Gallegos to see a fruitful and effective prayer caucus in New Mexico. Also, Texas is still going strong. We are still looking for a state director there. So if you have – we are in process, I'm sorry, of interviewing a state director there. So that's encouraging. And then Pennsylvania, Abby Abelness said that she's coordinating multiple PrayUSA events over the summer. So that's encouraging. I know I've been in contact with one of the pastors, and they're just going strong in Pennsylvania, including Representative Saccone, the chairman of the co-chairman of the prayer caucus there, is continuing to pass legislation and seeking ways to encourage legislators to protect our Judeo-Christian heritage and religious freedom. Oklahoma, we are in process of identifying state directors there as well. But the prayer caucus is continuing to meet. There's new leadership, and they're really taking it serious. They're praying regularly. It's actually really neat. They're praying regularly for the leaders, sending encouraging notes to other leaders in the Capitol, other legislators, their colleagues, saying that they're praying for them. Just, again, really taking it the prayer aspect of it seriously and continuing to strategize legislatively as well. They passed in the House and Senate an In God We Trust resolution, which Leah mentioned earlier. But, again, they're just continuing to stay focused and stay strong in Oklahoma. Kansas, we have mentioned a new state director there as well. She's in the orientation process, Donna Lippold. So we're encouraged that she's with us. Let's see, I know Michigan, I know Cindy said she wasn't able to comment today, but she is on. She's just in a place where she's unable to share. And then Chris in Ohio, they're also continuing to pass legislation. They're really trying to be strategic. And we've sent in the latest American Prayer Caucus Network email a sample of the legislation that they recently passed successfully that helps to protect student rights. So if anybody missed that, feel free to take a look. And if you can't seem to find it, let me know, and I'll send you those details. But they are taking this seriously in Ohio as well. Arkansas, they are still in the formation. Well, they're formed. We're still looking for a state director there. Also, Alabama, we have is in the formation process, as well as Idaho. So continued prayer for state directors. Anybody that you may know would be great. Alaska is also still going. We just need a state director there. So I know I sent out a list a while ago. Again, I'm going to send out the list of states where we need state directors, so we can just continue to be in prayer. And again, if you know of anyone there that we should potentially interview, please do let me know. Okay, I know, again, and Mike in Kentucky, Mike and Bill, they're going strong. Mike is out of town. He's actually at a conference today, so he apologized for not being able to join us, but they are staying focused there. They just met this week with the Prayer Caucus chairman and are creating a strategy for next session and also continuing to implement the strategy that they've worked out for now that they're out of session. Still going strong in Kentucky. Any questions on what I've shared? I know there's a lot going on, and I just want to give an opportunity to give any comments, insight, thoughts. Okay. Well, we might just have a short meeting today, but our goal is, of course, just to make sure that we maintain contact as a team, as a network, at least, couple weekly and then monthly for everyone to come together. So I appreciate you all for taking the time to be here. Leah, do you have any other comments, anything you want to share, or anybody else on the CPCF team, anything that I missed, anything that we need to cover?
I think you hit it really well, Summer, and appreciated everybody sharing at their states. It's fun to hear what's happening. Wanted to just also mention that it seems to me that there is a huge call for strategy. A lot of people are doing tactics, a boycott here, a tactic there, a tweet fest there, which are excellent. We've got to be doing this stuff. But we are getting multiple calls here at the headquarters. Legislators are talking about it. Outside organizations, heads of ministries and faith-based organizations are all talking about what is our comprehensive strategy, how are we going to unite and work together. So I want you all to know that we're actively in the middle of that conversation, that process, and fully trusting the Lord. We feel like we have a big part to play in that, in helping develop strategy as well as helping convene many of these organizations that we're friends with and partners with, and the government leaders at the congressional level and state level, many of them have talked about how much they want to be involved. We're talking to military strategists. We're talking to business people. We're talking to media people, some of the heads of the most conservative media outlets reaching millions, all talking about how are we going to come together, and we're probably going to start convening some pretty significant meetings with these groups to come together regarding, and this would be, long-term strategy. How are we going to really put some things together so that we can shift the culture? It doesn't happen overnight, doesn't happen quickly, but it happens when you're intentional about it and prayerful. We feel like prayer is the most important. That's what we do first, and then God gives his strategy. That's what he did throughout the scriptures, and that's what we believe he's going to do here as well, is help us to know how does he want us then to stand up and move forward. So I just wanted to let you know that if you hear noises or if you're, wondering if anybody's paying attention to actually the big picture and the strategy nationwide, there is. And we very much want to engage more fully in influencing the culture. This network seems eager to work together, these government leaders, as they're getting to know each other and uniting. We're seeing more and more eagerness on their part to move together as one voice nationwide and start having some real impact and start standing against these folks. And they have the ability to. So just wanted to remind you that we are moving in that direction. It's not something that happens quickly, but it is very important to us. So I want to let you know that.
Great. Thank you, Leah. Would you mind closing, or did anybody have any comments on that? I always want to give an opportunity. All righty. Great. Well, Leah, would you close this out today?
Love to. Father, thank you today for just the ability to come together and discuss and give testimony. This is what this feels like, is testimony of what you are doing across this nation, what you are doing in every single state, what you're doing at the congressional level. Father, what you're doing through the people who have raised their hand and said, yes, send me. I know that it won't be me, but it'll be you, Holy Spirit, working through me. That's what this team is, Father, this state directors, the staff, the prayer caucus chairs. Father, it's people that are saying, yes, send me, we'll do this. And, Father, we praise you for every volunteer, every person who has given, every intercessor, all the ones across this nation who are standing up, waking up, taking, praying, interceding, have been, and will continue to. Father, thank you. We praise you. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Direct our steps. Give us your wisdom, your discernment, your understanding, and your strategy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And let us not forget that as you, for you, by you, through you, because of you, unto you, that all of this, Lord, is purposeful. Just because of you. And so we love you, we praise you, we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you again all for being on. God bless you.
Bless you all.
Bless you guys. Bye.
Bless you.